Hey y'all, this is Bree Bagwell with Only Vans, and before we dive into my Bree cap, we just heard that we're in the top 10% of all podcasts. You heard that right. This little operation that started with just me and Kyle has distribution through the Bluegrass Situation and is picking up steam. We have a big goal to get to the top 5% of all podcasts this year, and you can really help us out by liking, subscribing, and sharing wherever you listen. Thank you so much. Today, I talked to brothers Stuart and Garrett Mann, who make up the Statesboro Review, R-E-V-U-E. And their voices are really similar when they talk, but they're very different, and their brotherly banter is adorable. Stuart is a lead singer and plays guitar, and Garrett plays lead guitar and sings harmony, and occasional lead if you're lucky enough to catch that at a live show. You can tell we've been buddies for over a decade, and I loved talking to them about the all-star local New Braunfels softball team that they put together. And I mean all-star as in musician lineup, not necessarily that they were as successful on the field, as you'll hear. The brothers starred in a Buddy Holly theater production, and I then tell them a story about a cricket, because Buddy Holly's band was called the Crickets. Garrett is also in a band, Timberwild, with my friend Beau Brumble. Statesboro's new album is a self-titled, really cool collection of songs. Please go check it out and give them a follow. As of this recording, they've got some shows all around Texas. It's statesbororeview.com. And sorry that Garrett cusses in here, Mama Bagwell. Enjoy.
I feel like when I'm dead sober is when I mess up
everything. Right.
Or yeah. I can't think of words, or I can't.
Yeah. Kind of so like overthink whenever you're, kind of the same way. Yeah.
Not that this podcast is about me, but.
But we like to know things about you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, what you got? Come on.
We like to know things about
you. Come on, what you got?
Prepare to be amazed by this story. One time I was playing golf with Jody Booth and...
Hey, everybody. This is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, Only Vans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
Are you really coaching? What is this you're talking
coaching,
about?
Coaching, it's a professional baseball team.
He's a college, he is a
and
NCAA
by professional,
coach.
I mean, by professional, I mean 5-year-olds and 8-year-olds.
Dude, what is it?
Two teams.
Fantasy baseball.
What is it?
You're a coach?
Yeah, I'm a fantasy coach.
Garrett and Paul were on a softball team together.
I was on the team.
He was on that team.
Oh, that's right.
I recruited the team. I put the team together.
Stuart.
Shows how memorable.
I knew that.
You went to the game, dude. She forgot that I was
she's
there.
Purposely.
Bree, I know the game you came this. To, I showed out. I went like 3 for 4. I did it all for you. And you don't remember?
No, I totally remember.
You don't remember me after each hit looking back and pointing to you.
I think that was my favorite thing I ever said. She goes, yeah, Stuart, by the way, did you know that Garrett and Paul were on the baseball team together?
We did.
No. I remember
I specifically remember we locked eyes and you put your hand up like a high five in the air and I did it to you.
Dude. I was drinking alcohol with Ashley in the stands.
I know.
And there was like someone brought snacks, like someone brought popsicles one time.
Yes. As it
But you
should.
Guys were losing all the time.
We won the first game.
The first game that
by
no
a
one
lot
went to. There.
And we thought we were going to be really good. And then it turns out that the... We were playing against a lot of former college players. So apparently like the competitive league is maybe not our bag. But playing with musicians on the road for that long, you know, like, I picked the Tuesday league. It was like a Tuesday league.
We thought it was going to be like a bunch of scrubs.
People were
like,
gone all the time.
We can hang.
Like how many of our friends are not in town on Tuesdays? A lot of them. They're always gone.
I know. Well, you had Sunshine from Shane Smith.
Yes.
And, like Paul was gone a lot.
Drew. Josh.
Drew and Josh. Oh, they
yes,
were on it?
Yeah.
They only came to like two or three games.
Yeah. Dallas Burrow played one game. Steven Marcus played one game.
Yep.
I loved it. It was like, oh, this is camaraderie. And then the one time it was like 40-1 or 40-0.
Dude.
But those guys, and they were all serious over there. They were stretching. The other team, they were like stretching. And then turns out they've all been playing baseball together since they were children.
Yes.
Yeah. No,
we talked to one team. They were like, we asked them at the end of the game. We're like, it was like Drew or Josh. They were like, hey, okay, now how about we do a song swap and see what's up?
Let's play some music.
You guys played college baseball. Well, how about we pull out some guitars and find out how, you know.
I remember him saying that. So I must have been there.
We were walking in the cars and then one of the guys was like, hey, dude, what are y'all doing in the competitive league?
Yeah.
We're like, thanks, dude. He's like, no, for real. These are all college, like,
former college, and they're all like 25, so they just got through playing college ball. That's
what
I said.
They were like, oh yeah, we played at Texas State 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
No, they all played college baseball.
What are you talking
about?
And
they've been playing together for 20 years.
Yes. Never had a chance.
Yeah.
Except for our first game when we won. We were like, dude, we're going to win the championship.
It was really cute because I remember.
Eric Middleton, like that's he
I know.
Middleton was on.
Who he did it? Like they gave us hats. Like we were living it up.
We had some nice hats.
I had jerseys.
Jerseys.
We had some nice jerseys.
What were we called? The Dirty Baggers.
The Dirty Baggers.
That was a great name too. God, we had it all.
We had a strong team.
You gotta bring it back because it was very fun to go see everybody on Tuesday. Not that I remember clearly, but the Tuesdays are like my Saturdays.
Not everybody. Not
so
everybody.
I was true. Like, I think Ashley and I went to Happy Hour one time. Like. Me and Ashton went to happy hour for sure one time before the game. So we weren't really paying attention. But you guys had the cutest cheering section, I will say that.
For sure.
Yeah, we looked good. And
I think we had the only cheering section. Like nobody else had anybody show up.
I'm so glad. But it is funny, too, to see your friends run.
Because you never know until they actually do. And you're like, that's what he looks like when he runs?
I've seen you on a stage 1,000 times, but I've never seen you run.
I've never seen Drew King
run. Yeah.
Usually it's exactly how you think that they would look whenever they run. You're like, yep, that's what I thought.
You both are very athletic.
Thank you.
Bo was athletic-ish.
Yeah.
But Paul's Rumble, really athletic.
Oh, man,
he pulled a muscle running.
Yes.
Paul had, dude, you know, Dustin had a few. He was playing. He had some good games. Schaefer. Middleton is a good ball player.
Yeah, I feel like that's the thing. Like, I think
Mitchell
it's like,
was diving everywhere.
We don't really know. We only hang Mitchell. In a certain environment with these with our friends, you know, musicians. But we don't ever know like what they did prior to getting into music. And so if it turns out Drew played like college baseball or something.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Which is crazy. I know
he was a pitcher.
Yeah, he's a pitcher.
Oh, he looks like a pitcher.
Yeah,
he
does. He's a big tall guy.
Yeah. Okay. She wants the blanket now.
Come on. Whiskey. Come on.
Wait.
Come
also, here. Who has the better the come nice here. Truck out there and what money are you making from that we are making? Is coaching?
It's from coaching.
It's coaching salary.
Yeah, the coach is the coaching pool. It's really we got like these it's like you heard of NIL for college. they have something like that for little league coaches.
That was one of your demands.
And I just happened to draw the right straw.
Yeah. You said I'm not coaching this team unless you give me this truck.
I intentionally drafted like the rich kid on my team and so that way his parents bought me a truck. I'm just kidding.
No.
I know you're getting paid under the table to play Bryson.
Develop my son. Develop Bryson.
Great name too, Bryson. You know it.
Well, I was listening to Steve Trevino's, and he has a bit about a Bryson on a little league team.
Yeah.
So, and I was just interviewing him, and I was immediately because he's so great. I'm such a fan, and like I'm such a fan of y'all. But we're like homies, so I immediately was like, woo! I'm
relaxed now.
Relaxed. So thanks for being here because all of our text messages from the past like 2 years have been you guys being mad that I haven't had you on my podcast.
So pod.
To be fair, I have asked you multiple times to be on the podcast, but you are busy people.
Yeah.
And you wanted to come as a package.
So are you. We're all busy. I mean, you know, it's just awesome to.
I wanted to actually come like just solo. Like I wanted to make sure that the first time I'm on it was just by myself.
I actually do come often and I just stand outside waiting for the invite
Stuart
in, but
waits.
It just hasn't ever
just
happened.
He shows up. He's in the background.
There you go.
Hi, Whiskey.
There we go.
And you guys know that this podcast isn't really about normal stuff. However, I did just listen to your record and I wanted to talk about it, even though that's like not what we normally do. But congratulations on your brand new self-titled release. So it came out. Date have been? If
28th of February.
Right. On Co Wetzel Day.
Literally. Yeah. Oh, it is Co Wetzel Day. Yeah. We did it intentionally. That was on purpose.
Co, listen.
Yeah.
Just and who designed the album cover and how many drugs were they doing?
quite a bit. Quite a few. Too many to list. But yeah, we had a. It's
like
basically.
Multiple takes or multiple inputs.
It's multiple people using multiple platforms. Combined with a little bit of AI and some apps. And some other things.
It turned out really cool.
It's so cool.
Thank you.
And it matches the vibe of the record really well. So that's interesting that you said that it's a bunch of different things because it feels like
it is.
It feels like someone listened to it and then they made
that. Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
And like all the different colors were from like different inputs. I mean, just, but yeah, it's really trippy. It's really trippy too.
It's super trippy.
It's funny. It's hilarious because we've had so many people that have asked like, or have commented like, this is the best album cover or best design that you guys have ever had. And it's funny that it's like basically just a combination of digital things that you could grab from anyone could do it technically. If you had the eye, I guess, or the vision for it. And so it's hilarious because we had one guy we told that to like last week, and he goes, oh, so you spent all this money all these years for designs and you could have had it for free? Like if you'd have just waited to make start recording music in 2025 and you save a little bit of money. And then Bob Driver.
Oh, interesting.
Bob's like, yeah, I'm going to be out of business and very shortly. Yeah.
No,
never,
Bob.
Never, Bob.
Bob's one
never.
Of the best.
No, because, yeah, the artists of the world, there's something unique about
the human element.
Yeah, yeah, the human element.
Just like songwriting.
For
yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
I tried to use AI for a design one time just for fun. And then it came back and I was like, And then I said, add eyelashes. And it added the most ridiculous.
Oh, it's crazy. And then, I know. What it can add.
I'm like, add a chihuahua. I mean, it was kind of like a broke, like my robot was like.
Right. It's weird. It's like weird looking
that day.
Three arms or something.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, it was not a good.
No, it's definitely weird. I feel like the AI world. It's all about prompts and how you talk to it. But I was telling him,
so it's an AI professional.
Yeah,
I use it all the time. I use it all the time for all my businesses. Like I use AI for a ton of stuff. But it's funny because I catch myself feeling really bad when I shoot them down. Like you're talking about. Like you're like, no, try again. Yeah. Add eyelashes. No. Right. So I'm always like, thank you. Please, can you please redo that?
I say please do it too.
Dude, you're gonna start talking to people like you
please.
Talk to AI.
Oh, please. Can you try a different design, please?
Add different design.
Well, I just feel like that over time, whoever this AI person is.
Who is this guy?
Who is this guy? Eventually, he's going to get like so tired of rejection. he's going to get really angry.
Take over.
Yeah, take over. Yes.
The world. Yeah, it's like my
no
mom
one says please. No one says thank you. That's it. I'm out.
There yeah. is this guy. Good. He sings and he says please.
Yeah.
Be more like Garrett and Stuart, man. Maybe that's what it's going to be. Well, not. I'm
nice.
Looping you into him.
Nice.
Like, I'm looping him into your
of
niceness.
Course. I like
should,
it.
Yeah. I shouldn't have done that.
I like it.
No, you
but
can.
Maybe you guys are very different, but also you look very similar, but you without, I mean, dude, today we, you dude. Did a good job of
looking
we,
different.
We were trying to look different today on purpose. No, Stuart.
I have to tell you, I shaved
just
today.
Now, in
I
the,
just
in
shaved,
his truck.
But I missed some hairs. So in your driveway, I did the most redneck thing ever. This is I cannot make this up. I might still be bleeding. I missed some hairs, so
oh, I
don't have
it.
A razor in my truck. So I used a so I used a pocket knife, which I've never done, and I cut myself. Of course I did, in the driveway.
Dude, you're supposed to go like across. You're not supposed to go with the blade.
I mean, it was bleeding for a good while. It's a good thing. It's a good thing you guys were running behind because I had to just like hold it. Like, come on, please tell me this is gonna
almost
stop
got
bleeding.
Your jugular.
Eventually,
dude, almost close.
That
call.
Is so funny because I shaved these little ankle parts right here. I was on my way to go to Steve's. To film with Steve Trevino, and he's like a professional comedian, and so usually I would have just left it, but I thought if there's anyone that's gonna make fun of me publicly,
he's
it's
gonna call out your ankle hairs.
He's gonna call out my ankle hairs. So I was like, Kyle, I'm on my way, and I was like shaving this tiny portion of my legs. Anyway,
that's what you expect though.
Do you
comedians.
Normally start with your ankle parts first?
I think what happens is that. I'm in a hurry. I have very long. It's a long way down there.
Okay.
So when I go, I feel like I have the mentality of I'm getting 75%
right.
of it.
Just like a quick.
So it's
little,
all good.
Quick
but
little.
But it's
yeah,
not
yeah.
all good because okay. this is the part that
it shows.
Yeah, so
yeah,
I need
true.
To adjust my mentality.
Right. That needs to be right. the most important part.
Which is the hardest part to shave? Obviously, is where there's a bunch of bone.
You
bones.
You should get
and
some
stuff.
Ankle mirrors. And like,
yeah, dude. Ask AI so like, if you. Hey. A, you can buy some with through AI.
My ankle mirrors are showing me that there's still a few stragglers.
There. Or laser hair removal.
Oh.
This uh-huh. podcast is sponsored by anklelaserhairremoval.com. And
we've all tried it and it works.
And next podcast we all
have you thought about that though? I actually have looked into my cousin, our cousin, you know that about Brian? Like he had the laser hair removal on his back hair.
Did not know
and
that.
And apparently
about,
it's amazing.
You know that about
did
Brian.
Not
yeah,
know,
you don't
did
know that
not
about know. Brian?
He didn't even say what it was first. He's like, you know that about Brian, right?
You've been to the lake with Brian a million times. You just thought that magically he's an old man that doesn't
dude,
have
I didn't
hair?
Know. I mean, not everyone has crazy back hair, dude.
Oh, anyway.
I think back
I mean, let
hair.
Me check, let me see.
Totally.
So it worked for him. I have back
you
hair,
have
dude.
Definitely
I know.
Have some back
I definitely
hair.
Have some.
I've seen a lot of your
so
on your
I,
back.
Anyway, the point is that I've looked into it for myself recently.
Do you?
Anyway,
do
Brian,
you,
Brian.
Do you have back hair?
Yes, you
a,
do.
No, I don't.
Prove
I have a couple
it.
Of I have a couple of stragglers.
Okay.
But I don't have like patches like Stuart.
Yeah.
Stuart has like
funny
werewolf
patches.
Like werewolf patches.
But I think it's because one time I shaved a part of it. Like I went down like further. I was trimming the neck, and then I went down too far,
And then you,
like Dad always said,
to keep going.
Yes, like Dad always said, you know, like once you shave, you can't stop shaving. And so, like our dad, when I was probably, I have dark hair. So I had like a little bit of a mustache when I was like 13, 14.
Dude, younger than
maybe,
that.
Maybe 11 or
maybe
12.
Four. 10,
maybe
11. Four,
five, nine, 10.
But I remember he would not let me shave because he said, once you start shaving, you have to shave for the rest of your life. And you're not ready for that.
So is that a myth, by the way? Is it grow back thicker after you start shaving?
Apparently, it's a myth. And apparently, just as you get older, your hair changes
more.
Or whatever.
But then, like, Stuart had shaved that mustache, and then a week later, he had a full beard. No. So I think it was like, I think it's not a myth.
No, but what's crazy is that I had to lie to him. So I stayed at their house. My parents divorced, different moms, brother from another mother. So I went to my dad's, and I was looking at the mustaches like a 13-year-old, and I'm like, man, my dad has a razor right there, dude. Should I just go for it?
It was all tempting.
And then so I had to lie. I had to put the cover on the razors back whenever razors had those like covers, plastic covers. And I put shaving cream on, and I pretended that I was shaving, but I forgot to put the – I forgot that
– Oh, that's what you were going
to
say.
That's what I told him. So I showed up to him, and I only shaved this one part. I'm like, Dad, I'm sorry. I don't know what I did. I was pretending to shave in your mirror.
You thought the plastic was on?
And he's like, you know how Dad does. He's like, right.
God. He's like, here's a pocket
knife.
So
disappointed.
Here you go. Use this from now on, son.
Well, welcome to the rest of your life is what he said. Good luck.
Yeah, that's what my mom said about my legs, and I think that was a way to not let me grow up super fun. But where I grew up, everybody, all the girls were shaving their legs and wearing makeup. And except for me. So I got made fun of for not being
And you felt like you wanted, you had to do it because you were being, or like, you're the only one that wasn't.
I was being bullied about it. Yeah. Like, and back then it was like, well, toughen up. I don't care.
Right.
You know? And look, here I am still upset about it, Mom. After all these years. Yeah. You know? And now I hate shaving my legs. Why did I want to do it in the first place?
Dude, and young kids like that are brutal, dude. Yeah. They'll freaking call out everything.
Especially girls. I think, like, we have a sister, and I remember, it's way different with girls than it is with guys.
Yeah.
Girls are brutal.
What's y'all's age difference?
10 years.
10.
Really?
10. Yeah.
You got, either one of you looks old or one of you looks young.
We always want to know the answer to this question.
Oh.
Does he look young or do I look old?
You both look right. You met
right
in the middle.
Perfect. Right in the middle. Yeah. You both look great.
Stuart loves it whenever like people say,
people think
we're
twins.
Guys look like, and he's like, yes, dude.
Of course I do.
Because he's 10 years older than me, but really, it's because he tries to look at him, dude. He's baby faced today.
It's a new look, man. I went for years without shaving. And the reason why I hated shaving for so long is because
I
filmed that. I did a movie and I had to grow out this huge, thick beard and I had never had a beard before. And then the movie wrapped.
What about that movie?
And I was like, cool, I'm going to shave. And then I thought I looked so weird because I had a beard for so long that I have never gone cleanly shaven since then.
Interesting. Drew Kennedy's episode, he said his wife won't let him shave because she said something like, no one wants to see that brontosaurus or something. It was very funny.
Really?
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell.
Howdy, y'all. It's Bree Bagwell, and I know y'all support the people who support me, so let me tell you about Deep Ellum Brewing Company. Born and raised in Deep Ellum, Texas, Deep Ellum Brewing Company has really made its mark on the beer world. Known for its flagships, Dallas Blonde and Deep Ellum IPA, they put boring beers to shame with a full lineup that's unapologetically not brewed to style. My personal favorite is the Dallas Blonde. It is so easy to drink. I just took it home for the holidays, and my whole family was like, obsessed with this beer. No joke. They drank it all. Thanks a lot, family. So head over to deepellumbrewing.com to open the beer vault and give your fridge what it deserves. And you'll see why love runs deep for Deep Ellum Brewing Company. Available in Texas and Oklahoma, side effects may include severe happiness. Deep Ellum Brewing Company products are for individuals 21 and older, and we encourage drinking responsibly. Are you ready to take your merchandise to the next level? Well, just ask me who I use, and that is CH Lone Star Promo. They specialize in screen printing and direct-to-garment, embroidery, laser engraving, anything promo-related, they can do it. Step up your merch game now with CH Lone Star Promo and tell them Brie and Whiskey sent you. But wait, movie? Because I knew you did the theater thing. I remember seeing you do the Buddy Holly thing.
Oh, we did shave for that,
We shaved for the Buddy Holly thing, yeah.
You both did that. I totally forgot that y'all did that.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it?
I kind of forget sometimes too that we did that. That was.
Was it fun or was it hard or was it?
Dude, it was awesome.
It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
It was hard. I mean, well, it's the Buddy Holly story.
Yeah, tell everyone what it is.
It's the Buddy Holly story. So I played Buddy. Garrett played a cricket. Yeah. And it was weird because, you know, I just randomly had an agent, former agent of mine, reach out and he's like, hey, I don't know if you're still acting or not, but I got an opportunity that you might be into. And this is when I first moved to New Braunfels. I had super long hair.
I remember the long hair.
Yeah, long hair.
Great hair.
And this guy says, he goes, are you familiar with Buddy Holly? And I'm like, of course I'm familiar with Buddy Holly. Like, I love Buddy Holly. He goes, what do you think about auditioning for Buddy Holly tomorrow? I'm like, oh my God. I had like a beard, long hair. So I shaved, I took a pair of sunglasses, like thick rim sunglasses, and I popped out the lenses of the sunglasses
right.
And I put them on and I pulled my hair back and I filmed myself. And I got the call. So he's like, all right, you need to be here tomorrow. You need to know 3 Buddy Holly songs. And I was like, all right, I'm there. So then I did it. And the guy's like, wow, we're going to bring you back for a second audition. Do you know anybody, any players? Because the idea for the Buddy Holly story is they call it a jukebox musical.
Right.
So you're actually playing live all the songs, full band. Ugh. And immediately I'm like, well, that'd be awesome if my brother could be a part of it. So yeah, it was killer. I mean, it was a lot of work.
Dude,
memorizing
of all the guys,
different kind of, so weird.
Because there's like a bunch, there's multiple like Buddy Holly stories or different versions of this. And I think Stuart is the one that looks the most like... But dude, because before the shows, he used to
curl my hair.
Yeah,
yeah.
I saw the picture today, and I was like, oh my gosh, you really do.
He looked a lot like.
That's
Buddy,
incredible.
Yeah.
It was weird.
That's fun. Well, how long did it run? Like, what was the schedule?
We did. It was only like going to be like a month or 2 months, and then we wound up selling all the shows out, and so we wound up doing it for like 3 or 4 months. So it was a long time.
How many shows though?
Oh, we played like, what, 2 a day?
2 per weekend, like yeah. Fridays or Saturdays and Sundays, 2 a day.
Yeah.
I think
every
is what
weekend.
It was.
Wow, that's
every
a lot.
Weekend. Yeah. Yeah,
it was kind of yeah, but it was a cool. It was
super rewarding.
It was very different.
It's the same thing every time, which
yes.
I love. Like I thrive off of that. My guys know that. I don't want to change tempos. I don't want to change transitions.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I want everyone to show up and play the same thing.
Right.
I think I would have loved that.
And with like a few, it's like the same thing every time with a few maybe like improvisations like throughout the, which are also fun because you can kind of just do it in a little bit different way. But for the most part, it's like. You know exactly when
yeah
this is going to happen or yeah tempos and everything.
Well, it's weird
yeah.
though, like for that though, that it's you know, like for our stage shows, you know, for band shows, you're able to be yourself.
Right.
But when you're playing, you're portraying Buddy Holly, a Texas like legend, icon, rock and roll pioneer. You like there was pressure for sure. Like, okay, I don't take on any role that I'm not going to like dive into it. So I like studied every interview, listened to every recording. And I was blown away. I had no idea like how diverse of an artist he was or singer and how good of a guitar player he was. Far better than
insane.
I could ever attempt to be. But that pressure was there every night. And it's funny because early on, I was going through like a 5-hour energy phase and I couldn't remember my lines as well. So I was like, well, something's weird. So I tried. I drank a Red Bull like one show and I was like spot on. So I had to figure out when to time when I drank a Red Bull. Not drink 5-hour, make sure it was crazy.
That is interesting how your brain works too, because I feel like when I'm dead sober is when I mess up
yeah, right,
everything.
Right.
Or
yeah.
I can't think of words or I can't.
Yeah.
Kind of so like overthink whenever you're, yeah,
yeah.
Kind of the same
yes.
way. Yeah.
Not that this podcast is about me, but.
Yeah, but we like to know things about you
yeah,
too.
Yeah, what you got? Come on.
We like to know
come
things
on,
about
what you got? Come
prepare
on.
To be amazed by this story. One time I was playing golf with Jody Booth and this cricket landed on my beer can. And it went on my beer can for 9 holes of golf until we went into the clubhouse and it just sat there and I named it Buddy Holly or whatever. and so I would go put it in the cup holder and it would sit there and I'd go like hit the ball and then I go back and pick it up and it'd
still
be there.
Never
and we
left.
Have videos of it or whatever. And so we get back to the clubhouse and I was like, it's Buddy Holly, whatever. And then Jody Booth goes, Bree, I've been waiting. That is a grasshopper.
He didn't want to let you down.
No,
yeah.
But he knew where my
yeah.
brain was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It looks close enough.
No, I'm with you. Though, like for me, songwriting wise, I like writing. Writing sober to me is weird. Or if I know I'm going to write like the next day,
writing sober is weird.
I'll drink a little bit like the night before, because your brain's I'm more relaxed.
Yeah.
Well, I'm much like, more loose. Like
sometimes creativity is flowing like super hard whenever you're like a little hungover.
Right.
And it just kind of comes out like that.
She's licking her
not on camera whiskey.
Nice.
Whiskey, save that for later. For the paid audience.
Save it for later.
That's for the OnlyFans.
Or zoom in.
Depends on what
that's,
level of
yeah,
paid.
That's for the OnlyFans people that thought the name was OnlyFans. OnlyFans.
Which Sundance had posted, I'm doing an OnlyFans with Brady. Like, he posted
it. Was like on. I saw that post because he said it was like on his timeline or like on his, this is my schedule. And it said... Like 10:30, OnlyFans with Bree Backwell.
I don't know.
So, which is insane if you've never... If you don't know what that is.
I know. It's so funny. But thanks. And then this morning, this is how crazy my life is. I had a crazy road weekend last weekend. I was just doing so much driving that I like popped my leg out of place. So I've been in the chiropractor for 2 days. I couldn't walk. But this morning, so I'm talking to Kyle and I go, oh my gosh, the RV's in the shop.
What are we going to do?
So we're in my living room, sorry, but there is an OnlyFans guitar in here that was gifted to me by Scott at Graphic Guitar, which is super nice.
Love them.
But this is, it might have been tight on the couch, us three together.
Yeah, all three.
That's something.
But sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah, so back to the record.
Good thing we're awkward.
Back to the record.
Yeah.
I know, I thought that you guys were leaving me a space.
Right here, like this little. Right, I propped it up because you could be as tall as us.
Whiskey's you guys put a blanket there.
Whiskey is waiting for you.
Yeah, she is. That's a good girl.
Mama.
Okay, but I do want to talk about it because I had so much driving time and I got to listen to your record and then I realized I didn't share it, which I meant to do and I'm going to do today. But it's so... great. And
you.
If you, whatever you want to share about the writing or the recording of it, that's really not what we do here, but I personally want to know.
For sure. What you got? Take it.
I mean, well, it was a cool process. We kind of, for this record, we kind of wanted to do like more of a rock and roll thing and not, there's some country influence in there as I think there will always be. But, yeah, we were like, man, let's just not care this time and just do, let's write it. Let's write the songs however they come out and not worry about, oh, are people going to like this or this, you know, genre or this or that. And so, which we've always kind of had that aspect. We've always kind of been like, ah, screw it, dude. This is a rock and roll song. So let's just do it that way. But we were very conscious of that for this record. And yeah, we wrote some cool rock and roll songs.
Yeah. It's not, you know, the pandemic for us was like a reset, you know, where there are no pressures anymore because we couldn't go play shows. Mm-hmm. So then you get rid of, you know, you lose your team. You know, we don't have a publicist anymore. We don't have a label. We don't have management. So none of the above. And you go into the next phase, which is making another record. And it was really nice to not have to think about radio or where we fit. Is this going to fit the Americana chart or the Texas chart or AAA chart or whatever? Or let's make sure that it's under 3.5 minutes or whatever. Like it. And it's kind of funny, though, because we say that.
Because we ended up doing that anyway.
And we ended up doing that, but that's just become human. That's just our nature now.
Yeah.
You unintentionally now write songs that are under 3.5 minutes just because that's just what you get used to doing. Yeah. But it was really cool from a production standpoint to be able to just try whatever we wanted to do.
Thinking... making sure that it has to be under three. We're like, well, we want this one on the radio still. So let's make sure that it's around there so we can, cause it's not like we don't want ourselves to be put on the radio.
Yeah. I feel like for me, from a writing perspective, for the first time ever, really, I intentionally tried to not lean on any country influence, and country is my first love of music. You know, our grandpas, they listened to AM radio, like in the truck. That's all we listened to growing up. And so, to intentionally do that and try purposely to not have any country influence was kind of difficult, but it was like a songwriting exercise. You know, it was like, okay, today we're going to try to, like, I'm going to go in this direction, which is completely different than I would normally take a song. And this record, as we've grown older and the band, you know, we've been together long enough now to where
27 years,
really collaborative, like efforts, like the way that we write now. You know, I have an idea, either I finish the whole song or I go to Garrett, or he has an idea and he's like, hey, I need some lyrics, or what are you thinking about this, or where should I go to a bridge? And even though we don't write all the time and we don't play all the time, it's just become, I guess, much more easy and comfortable. It's nothing's forced. And I feel like that we're very productive now when we get together and write, which is hardly ever. But like he would come over to my house and we just bang around, and it would, whereas in the years past, I feel like as personally, and I've never said this, but we're super competitive.
Don't say it, dude.
We're
don't
athletes,
say it.
Right? We're yeah. athletes growing up. So we're super competitive with everything we do with each other. And I feel like when we were younger in the band, everything was a competition. Who could write what? Who did this? Who, if I could write the whole song without having to involve Garrett, that makes me cooler or whatever. And that's not, and it's not true.
I never felt that way.
Liar. Nah, you're like, but I think that
to an extent,
as we've gotten older, it's more like, let's utilize both of our skill sets to the best that we can. And I feel like that, I think we captured that pretty good on this record.
I think that's pretty. And honestly, like you said, whenever we got together for this record, we were able to pump out the stuff pretty quickly. Like it was like, I don't think we ever like just got completely stuck
right
on a part or anything. Like it just kind of flowed out pretty easily, which in the past, like he's saying, it was kind of difficult. And yeah, when we were younger, dude, we were just assholes to each other. We were terrible.
Tell me some stories.
Can you cuss on this? You can cuss on this podcast?
Oh, yeah. We started out.
Should we try to stay away from cussing? Yeah.
No, it's fine. My mom listens. I think it's more like she doesn't want me to be just dropping the F-bomb left and right unnecessarily.
Sorry, Mama Bagwell, on Garrett's behalf.
I'm fucking sorry.
She's heard
God,
you.
You can't go to their house ever. If you thought you were going to go there for like Thanksgiving or Christmas one day,
we can bleep. Beep.
You've hung out.
If you
with
thought
my
you
mom,
were
going
to have a,
cool.
if you thought you were going to have a place to stay, like on the way through New Mexico,
Las Cruces,
Las Cruces, not anymore. Not anymore.
No,
I think she respects me even more now. Oh, God. No, dude, they were just talking about us when we were younger. Time just popped in my head. Whenever there was a moment where Stuart and I mean, there was like a little 3-year period where we were like bad. Like we couldn't even be around each other.
It wasn't that bad.
Dude, I mean, I'm saying when we were off
the road.
We couldn't
be around each other.
No, when we were off the road, we didn't want to have anything to do with each other. At least I didn't want to have anything.
Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Is this a couch therapy session? Bro, what's up, dude?
I mean, I love you now,
tell
but
me,
I didn't love
tell
you.
Tell me more about yes, how I know. That makes you feel.
Can you dive into this, please? This is
I mean,
good.
I've been wanting to get this off. No, it really, it wasn't like so bad to where we couldn't.
Is that why you showed up late to Christmas all those years? No.
This is why you told me I couldn't come over for Christmas.
That's why you intentionally didn't draw my name in the family drawing.
We're making progress.
But for real though, we would get off the road, we would get home from a weekend or a run or something, and we would like not want to talk to each other at all. We were like, all right, go do your thing. I'm tired of you really bad. I'm tired of you. Like, I'm so tired of you. You go do your thing.
I literally never felt that way, but that's cool, dude.
That's not true.
That's kind of how I feel about everybody though.
Yeah.
Even people I like, whenever I'm done with a road weekend where we're all crammed in together and it's been loud and there's been so much talking, I crave like alone time and silence. So that maybe is
I do too, like just
the
in
worst
general.
From him.
Yeah, it was way worse. Dude, but I will
I feel
say
like
was,
I know we're good based upon the number of Instagram.
Yeah, like, if we're sending reels.
Post that you send me reels and I know we're good. Yeah, yeah. Or the tone of them, that's how I know how you're feeling about me.
Yeah, if it's like about, there's like reels I send you about like therapy sessions or something. Yeah. You're like, dude, what is this?
Brother yeah, picking on your little brother. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, you're like.
But what was the time? Yes.
There was one time where our dad had to, we were on the phone, or he had to be the mediator. He had to get on a 3-way call with us and say stuff like, now, Stuart.
That was about you not showering on the road.
Now, Garrett, did you say that? Now, Stuart, did you? Guys, y'all need to. I mean, he was like literally.
Yeah, I remember.
We were like little kids again, and because we were acting like little kids.
Yeah, I remember that. Sorry, Dad.
There were a couple like.
Love you, Dad.
There was like, thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
There was like one or two. I think there was maybe two times we got in a like actual physical like in a fist fight, but we were good about not doing that. One time Stuart accidentally knocked me out whenever
I talked about that last week randomly. I don't know why, but
yeah,
we were wearing boxing. I was wearing boxing gloves. We're in Houston.
Got done with the show. Hammered.
Yeah. We were hammering drunk. Away at someone's house. We were helping them build something. Mama Bagwell.
We were not hammered drunk.
Hammering.
Hammering. We were
hammered on life.
Got it. Love it.
But yeah, I was like we were like shadow boxing. We had, I had boxing gloves on randomly. The guy's house that we stayed at, Dan Rock, a longtime friend of ours, he had boxing gloves.
Dude, I'm pretty sure I didn't even have any boxing. I think you were just hitting me.
No, I didn't hit anyone. I just accidentally, I think you moved your chin a little bit towards me.
I moved it too far forward.
you know how you always do that?
Yeah, I do that a lot. Yeah.
And you knocked him.
And I cold knocked him out.
Oh, no.
And he immediately started snoring. And I started crying because I felt so bad. And then I called my
dad. No, you did not.
Yes, I swear to God.
You did not cry.
Yes, I did. I'm crying right now thinking about it.
Dude, let it out.
No, I feel so terrible about it. I called dad. So
whiskey.
We're there.
Stop out. Stop it.
So I literally call my dad.
Only,
I'm like,
OnlyFans.
Dad, what are you doing? I almost hurt Garrett. He's,
yeah.
What do you mean you hurt him? I said, I accidentally punched him in the face and he's immediately got knocked out and he's snoring and I can't wake him up.
How old was I? That was what? I was
12 years ago, probably. Houston days with Dan Rock.
What if I was like, I have these boxing gloves and it's time for Garrett to put them on.
We would do it right now.
That would be a good OnlyFans. We're trying to make more money with this podcast.
I should have advanced that with you and then you could have been like, oh, weird.
Oh,
that
is a good, like,
weird.
Strange?
What am I sitting on? Oh, it's boxing gloves.
Like, we had Sunshine test out our fire extinguisher because we were talking about that. Why were we talking about that? One of the Shane Smith guys, I think.
Maybe
because
they're their bus. Maybe was it their bus?
None of, yeah.
Because that's what my mom thought.
Their bus caught on fire and none of their fire extinguishers worked.
No way.
That's what happened. None of them worked.
Oh my God.
So, we tested mine on the RV to just make sure that it worked. And I was like, this is a good, we need to start OnlyFans for real because I'm trying to make a new record. And we haven't even like really talked about yours, but like it takes so much money.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
To make a record now.
I know.
And
a lot of time.
Everything is more expensive. Hotels are way more expensive now. I just feel like when we met you guys and when we were on the road kind of running and crossing paths, it was maybe 2010, 11 or whatever. And that was so much fun. And it just feels like it was so much easier.
Yeah.
Dude, do you feel
that
way?
100%. It's different. It feels different now. I mean, we're not on the road as much as like you are now, but things feel different and like going out of town and playing shows feels way different than it used. So I don't know if it's like a COVID separated or something. It's like a different lifetime.
Well, I mean, there's ebbs and flows, I think, to the industry, and it's like the economy plays a role in it. So like, and then now you have these artists that are popular, like wildly successful, that charge so much for shows that when a smaller level band comes through, they've already exhausted like their year's worth of money they save up to go to concerts.
Right.
And now they're like, well, I would love to go see Statesboro, but I just dropped $1,500 at Taylor Swift or Zach Bryan or...
That's
Bryan,
exactly what I said. Like, yeah. Or they'll go to watch a big concert. We're going to Vegas.
Right.
Uh-huh. And we're not spending money at our local honky-tonk every Friday or whatever. Because we used to play, you know, when you go through Lubbock, you'd play... I remember we played The Office together, I think.
Yeah. I remember that show. I remember that exact show, actually.
I remember that show, too. That was fun. Well, I don't want to, like, take up too much of your time, but who wrote... the hanging around melody. Come on with your vocals
like
on that one.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
Serious melody.
I went out.
I was about to do it, but I was going to fail.
Go for it.
No. But it's great. It's so good.
Thank you.
Sing it a cappella.
No, I'm good.
Start at the beginning.
Now, for that song, I remember I was trying, like I was saying, I was trying to write from a rock and roll perspective and not have a country influence. So I intentionally was trying to write on an electric guitar versus an acoustic guitar.
Fun.
So I have a Airbnb property that's out in Hondo. It's on 30 acres. It's awesome.
That's where the truck came from.
Yeah. And so I go out there and I load up my truck and I go out there and I took my amp and my electric guitars. So I convert shipping containers. And so I'm in this shipping container and I'm just banging around on a guitar and I come up with the initial idea of that melody.
First it was banging around because he was banging around, but then he changed it to hanging around.
Yeah.
Because
it was going to be
don't say it, dude.
Huh?
Don't upset Miss Bagwell.
No, sorry.
don't upset Mama Bagwell.
So I was trying to get a sponsorship with a strip club. No, I'm just kidding. Banging around. It was going to be a hit.
I love it. Well, that's awesome. Can we get a shipping container for our property? I really want one.
For sure.
With an air conditioner in it?
Oh, yeah. Mini
you
splits.
Can help us do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's actually why you're on this podcast.
I think so.
The only reason I was like,
I've seen that.
No, I didn't know that about. I mean, I knew you had properties, but I didn't know that was
all
specific.
Both of my properties, Fredericksburg and Hondo, are both converted ship containers.
Really?
And they're awesome.
Good for you.
Yeah, thank
also,
you.
You have to go, so I'm going to finish this with Garrett.
I do.
But great shirt.
Thank you.
Great hat.
My Wayabeta.
Yeah.
My Corpus. We have different moms. I grew up in Corpus, so I got to represent.
Two Corpus here today. I know.
Really?
It looks good. Well, Steve Trevino's from Corpus.
Yeah, I knew that.
Ish.
Yeah, true.
But I know. Well, you're really one of my favorite singer-songwriters. And
thank you.
Listen to that record. You've got to listen to the new self-titled Statesboro Review, REVUE.com. For all the info, you guys are hitting some dates. I saw you're going to Fifi's and Docido. And
we are.
Not sure when this is going to air, but the Double D in Bluffdale.
Yeah.
Great
is
venue.
It cool?
It's so good. You're
awesome.
Going to love it. So
cool.
Check out all their tour dates. And I had so much more to ask you about, so I guess we're just going to have to do a part two.
Yeah, we can
do
that.
We're going to do a part two.
I loved our softball talk, so maybe.
That was my favorite part.
We'll do another softball, non-competitive league.
There we go.
And then another podcast.
What if we bring the team in and we're wearing our Dirty Baggers jerseys, and we talk about, all of us talk
and
about.
And everybody needs to stretch,
because
y'all are all old,
true.
And everyone was like
everyone
dying.
Got hurt.
That is
everyone
true.
Got hurt.
Everyone got hurt.
That's so true.
Unbelievable.
We had to cancel, some people, literally, the season was out.
Dude, we forfeited three or four games because of
injuries. Because
too
old,
many people had
old
injuries.
Man, musician injuries. We're not active. You're far more active than any of the guys on the team were, and they were pulling
you
muscles.
Might have been,
they're
you might have been better than
why weren't you on the team? Was it not
co-ed? I've never swung a bat in my life.
So
until I did the Cody Jinx softball tournament.
Okay,
and then I was so excited that I hit the ball that I ran because I was oh, and everyone's run. And I'm wow, good for me. I missed first base, and so I had to turn around, and I dove backwards into first base, and there's a picture of me.
I think you showed me, I think I asked you this whenever we had it, and I think you showed me either the picture or the video or something of it.
Gosh. I never got into that, and I only wear these clothes hoping I work out, not because I actually am going to work out.
Extra motivation.
Yeah, maybe today's the day. Thank you guys so much. Go
thank
teach
you.
Your kiddos.
I will.
And, go check them out. That was so fun. Thanks for being here. We'll do it again.
Yes, thanks for having us. Love
fun.
You, girl.
Aww.